Honestly, I'm shocked that this is one of the huge looming names of my generation.
Chase made his remarks sitting directly in front of downtown Buffalo's Theater District sign along Main Street. The 73-year-old Shepherd died of complications from Lou Gehrig's disease. The playwright and actor was a major contributor to theater and films throughout the years, leaving a big impression on Chase.
I think a distinctly American voice, a new American voice, and expanding beyond the realism that we had grown to accept as just the vernacular of the American theater. Even though, you know, Tennessee Williams, Eugene O'Neill, departed from realism, that this was the hallmark of a Sam Shepherd play, that you know, where does reality end and fantasy begin, or you know, what is true and what is not? Very often the truth is woven even into the title of the plays.
Chase recalling Shepherd's most famous works, plots that often tackled complicated family lives, including his 1979 Buried Child that won him the Pulitzer.
And so hugely influential on so many playwrights who came after him. I was privileged to see the original Yale Rep production of Buried Child as a teenager, and just, you know, altered the mind of what could happen in the theater. Just his deft ability to take American archetypes and weave them into stories that resonated in huge ways, but he did not prefer to act in his own plays.
Does this tie go?
Shepherd was nominated for Pulitzers for True West in 1981 and Fool for Love in 83. He also acted in films and was nominated for an Oscar in the 1983 movie The Right Stuff.
I think I see a plane over here with a name on it.
Remarkable contribution in terms of reshuffling and reusing the icons of America in an almost Walt Whitman kind of way, and the influence he had on the generation of writers that followed him.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.